Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Adam Audette back on the show. Adam is the president and chief strategist for Audette Media. He is one of the top experts in the world on search engine optimization, SEO. You've heard me talk about that many times on the show before, and he's here to talk to us about what that world looks like these days and why you and I should care. Adam Audette, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Really happy to be back again.
It's good to have you back. SEO is something that I know a lot about because I've had to learn about it, and a lot of people know about it, but a lot of small business owners, it's not as much a part of their world as I think it really ought to be. And so I'd like for you to just take a moment and remind the audience what SEO is and what it means to small business.
Absolutely, Jim. So SEO is basically, the best way I think about it would probably be marketing through the search engines using, you know, the free channel that they provide. So SEO just focuses on the listings in search engines that you don't have to pay for.
Right.
Well, you have to pay for it in terms of investing in the work necessary to get your pages to rank where you want them.
But Google doesn't charge you. Wherever you come up on,
correct,
Google or Bing or Yahoo or whatever, they don't charge you for where you come up on the list.
Yep, exactly. And so you'll hear them called the organic search listings, or SEO for search engine optimization. And unfortunately, you know, the channel itself has never been more valuable, but the amount of sort of snake oil in the industry and charlatans and people peddling services of little to no value has never been higher.
Yeah.
So what we have right now is a little bit of a chaotic industry in that there's a lot of people that are doing very, very poor quality work and charging companies for this, small businesses for this. And it's hard to differentiate right now.
Got somebody with the goods or not?
It's very, very hard to do. And
that sounds scary.
It's very scary. Yeah, because you're talking about, you know, a company's livelihood and their money on the line here. The best thing to do is to start to talk to people and maybe people that your colleagues and friends and talk to them. And if they have experiences, start there. But otherwise,
so definitely ask for references.
Absolutely. Ask for references as your first point, because you're probably going to have colleagues or friends that have done this before, maybe got burned. I hope not, but maybe they have, and then maybe they have some experiences where they can share and say, okay, eventually got on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of resources out there. The sites like searchengineland.com, that's mm-hmm. a very good, reputable site.
Okay.
And the type of people that are writing there are going to be experts. That site's run by Danny Sullivan and Chris Sherman, who are
Is that a free site?
And it's a free site.
Wow.
Absolutely. And
search
there's a lot engine, of information.
Searchengineland.com.
Yep.
All right.
Searchengineland.com.
What else?
And that is a good place to start. Then from there, you can just, you know, there's no end to the amount of content and stuff out there. But that at least gets you started in thinking, okay, this is good information for me.
And educate yourself a little bit on the topic before you actually hire a professional.
Yep.
So you know what questions to ask. So why would you even want to do this? Because not that, you know, you're not, if you're a small business and you sell T-shirts, you're never going to be number one on a search for T-shirts.
Right.
But if you sell a certain kind of T-shirt where you can identify it a little more specifically, you got more of a chance there, don't you? If you structure your content, the content of your pages and the headers and the keywords and all, if you do all that just right, you got a better chance of getting close to the top of the more specific list, right?
Yep. So focus in, exactly. Narrow down your targets into this is what I sell, and you don't want to compete with the Amazons of the world.
Right.
So keep that down and short and succinct into this is really the category that I want to sell in. And even better, if your small business has a location, then you can start to use what's called Google Places or a local search. and you can leverage that, and you can get a lot of great traffic from those channels, and then you can start to compete on, you know, St. George, Utah golf, or whatever it is
right.
that you're going
right.
for. And those spots are starting to really come up. So
local search is huge, isn't it?
Yep. Yep.
For small business, local search may be the best thing to ever happen.
You got it. And there's some interesting stats. You know, one thing I didn't say is, why is this an important channel? And it's important because the amount of traffic coming from, let's say, Google. Google has a lot of the market share, has 70%
right.
of the market share in search engines. A ton of traffic is coming from Google every day, and it's good quality traffic. And
mm-hmm.
and their user base has been growing over the last 10 or so
but
years.
But they keep changing the rules.
They sure
and
do.
And when we come back, I'm going to get Adam to explain to you and to me about their new rules. And so I'm going to ask, you know, they say first do no evil, but I'm going to ask if they're, the way they change their algorithms, is that, can that be a little evil? Twin Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.